This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Jess on Joy.
Next weekend is the start of Midsummer, and our next guest is a favourite with Midsummer as well as here at Joy. We're very delighted to welcome back into the studios the very handsome, and I mean he has a hot bod if you want to check it all out. We have Josh Sanders from Sugar Babies to tell us all about the new show, the Boylesque musical, which is going to be playing at Chapel Off Chapel.
That's right, yes.
Welcome, Josh, to Joy.
Thank you for having me.
Josh, can you tell us about the show Sugar Babies?
So the show is basically the gayest thing you've ever seen. It's like 20 fabulous show tunes, like Marilyn Monroe style. There's two of us dancing around in jeweled feathered jock straps and singing and dancing. And
I knew someone had been in my wardrobe. I knew someone had been stealing stuff out of my cupboard.
Oh, we have the same taste. What can I say?
Well, I wouldn't have thought you were the same size. But anyway, Tom's just given me the biggest field. He's like, we would be exactly the same.
No, I still need to know about the show. So you're going to be dancing around to songs.
Yes, and
but
we
it actually
sing
has
as
a
well.
Story behind it,
it doesn't
it?
It does have a story, yeah. So it's a bit different in that respect, yeah. So we're two sugar babies about town on the hunt for our sugar daddies.
Because I was going to ask that question because I've seen the pictures of you both, and I thought, well, which one's the daddy and which one's the baby? No. I couldn't quite tell, and I thought,
Rrr. You as the audience are our daddy.
Oh, okay. Oh. So the closer I sit to the front, the more touch-ups I might get.
Yes, and the more you will see, that is for certain.
Excellent.
Oh, yep. Tommy's going to be right at the front with a chair that he'll put up on stage.
Just come up on stage with us.
Last time I went to the show, I had to sit there with my jacket across the front of my hood.
You know? He had to go get a cushion for his lap. Look, it's really energetic, and I've heard, Tom's talked about it all day, that it's very physical.
Yes.
What type of training do you do?
Well, the most training we do is the costume changes, actually. They're so quick. We have like 20 costumes between the two of us in an hour-long show. The changes are all like 30 seconds. It's insane. Like from go to woe, we do not stop.
Do you have a dresser out the back?
We do.
And do you hang on and someone slips the knickers on for you? Like,
yeah,
is that what happens?
So, I don't know how much I should share here, but so basically.
Are you looking for someone to. I'm looking for a part time job.
Tom reckons that he's got the qualifications for a quick change.
I've never had a problem getting pants off a boy very quickly. I don't know. I've never had to actually try to get them on somebody before. But we can figure that one out.
That's the tricky part, yeah.
So he could do half the job, I'll do the other half.
Maybe we need a team.
I'm all about getting it back on you.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, costume changes. I'm now. I've got my pencil out. Tell me.
Okay, so our underwear, basically, because the costumes are so revealing and in revealing in different ways that the only underwear we can really wear is, I describe it as a penis pouch. It's like a cock sock, basically.
Oh.
So we come out backstage, we're wearing like a flesh-colored thing. This poor dresser has to, you know, rip our clothes off, shove clothes on. She's like sticking things on our faces. Like, yeah, it's a lot and it's super quick.
Oh my it's goodness! The cock socks are the best. Really,
they're very comfortable.
I'd never seen one before until I saw one, and then I was like, "Whoa!"
Then you can't
unsee that now. Yeah. And it's just they don't hide much. Really,
no.
It just basically is. Yeah,
and they're great, but except when you need to go to the toilet, that's stressful.
To the toilet when you need to do your show. You've got to get all that out first.
First, yeah.
So we're still talking about
stuck on cock socks.
Yes. So you've actually just taken the show. You've just come back from Perth Festival as well as South Australia.
Yeah.
How's the reaction of the audience for the show over there?
Yeah, really, really great, and it was so much fun touring. Adelaide was particular favourite because that's my hometown. So I had lots of old family friends coming, going, "Oh, you've grown." Up, haven't you?
Someone's spent the last, 18 years in the gym.
How does it go down with family?
Like, mixed reviews. My sister-in-law called me brave, very brave. I was like, thank you.
but what about you? When you know they're out there, is it weirder?
I do keep that fairly separate. Yeah, luckily most of my family are not like on Facebook or Instagram, so yeah. I kind of have free reign there. I think they'd be pretty horrified with some of the things.
We actually just brought up Instagram, and here the Tom and Jess Show, we follow you on social media, and I see you actually just had a bit of a problem with them removing again another one of your posts where you're actually trying to publicise sugar babies.
Yeah.
And you've had this issue before from, I've seen it. Give us a spill. What's the issue?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's been the issue from the very start of the show. So our initial image, which you may or may not have seen, it's in the guide, is the two of us and we're in sort of like jeweled underwear with jewels all over us. And, you know, we're just kind of standing there looking at the camera. And Instagram and Facebook kept rejecting our ads, saying, you know, it's inappropriate, it's sexual, you know, you're soliciting adult services, you know, all this stuff.
What? Do you tell them it's a show in a theatre?
The thing about these platforms is it's like you're talking at a wall. Like, you know, they have an appeal button, but no one gets back to you, no one listens, you just get this automated message. But anyway, so the thing that we did with this latest one was I was like, right, I'm going to get ahead of the game and I'm going to do another photo shoot. We'll do some really safe images. I read through the content guidelines with a fine tooth comb, you know, things like the two of us being in the frame, things like no flesh below the waist, you know, all this stuff. And we did these photos that could not possibly be described as sexual. It's basically
sexual.
Me from the waist up in a fur coat.
See half a shoulder.
Yeah.
I think that's about as sexy as it got, wasn't it? Yeah.
And that was, and it was just you.
Just me.
And
no one else even in the frame. And yeah, it was actually yesterday I went to do the paid promotion and it came back, your ad cannot run because it contains sexual content and is soliciting adult services.
Do you think we're getting homophobic here? Is it because you're calling it burlesque or boylesque, or are they looking at...
Maybe. I mean, it's...
Or sugar babies.
It could be
Are there words that are highlighting? But anyway, this is the fist pump, isn't it? We want answers.
Well, yeah, and that's the thing, that they don't actually give you a specific reason and they don't open a dialogue with you. And I'm at the point now where I've ticked every one of your boxes. I don't see what it could be if it's not some sort of latent
homophobia.
And you're
actually wanting to pay.
Oh,
like
exactly.
It's a paid thing, and you're... Oh, that's wrong.
Well, I don't think you need to worry about advertising because we've seen your show before. It is fantastic. It's definitely going to be a sellout at Midsummer this year.
Yeah.
When are you playing? You've gone at the January the 23rd to the 25th at Chapel Off Chapel.
Yes.
You can get your tickets through Midsummer as well as from Chapel Off Chapel.
Yep, both.
Are you excited to bring it back to Melbourne?
I can't wait, the show's evolved quite a bit since the first time, so, yep, super excited.
So even if you went last year, come along, because it's going to be totally different. Yeah.
There's, you know, like 20% more jewels, so, you know.
And I think people want to hear less jewels, don't they? They want less on you and more, but more jewels, less... More sock.
Look, thank you, Josh, for coming in. We can't wait to come and see your show. We're going to put all the links up there on our socials. And, of course, you can follow yourself. What's your Instagram?
My Instagram is _just_joshing. And then the Ziegfeld Boys is at the Ziegfeld Boys.
Wake up with Tom and Jess, Thursdays on Joy Breakfast. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne, stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandjessradio.com or subscribe on iTunes or Spotify. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.